at the weekly farmer's market in the Valley Junction shopping area, 12-year-old Logan Kempf is showing her handmade jewelry to a potential customer.
Those will then be put into a bracelet or a necklace with the wire and the clippers, and they will be customized just for you.
Logan is enrolled in the Youth Entrepreneurship Camp put on by the Jacobson Institute at the University of Iowa. It's designed to give young people like Logan a feel for what it means to start and operate their own companies.
I really do want to become an entrepreneur. I've always wanted to be. I'm not very good at letting other people boss me around.
Entrepreneurial campers from the Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, and Iowa City areas spend a week developing an idea for a product and then pitching it in 4 minutes or less to earn seed capital. 13-year-old Patrick Beiler is back for his second year at camp and recruited 5 classmates to join him this summer.
We enjoyed it so much that they would think, wow, they can enjoy it, they can build their own product, and then they can tell other people and just spread the word.
The young entrepreneurs meet older, successful entrepreneurs during the week and tour local businesses. The lead instructor for the camp, Diane Fickle, says they also gain a ton of confidence.
These students that attend this camp are the leaders in their schools, and they have initiative and pride that is unbelievable, and their self-esteem is undeniable as well when they leave the camp.
11-year-old Zoe Zamolik likes the hands-on interactivity of the camp, where instructors help mold the marketing campaigns for the future business owners. She says they're very supportive.
I think that the teachers are just lovely and so nice and so sweet and so helpful.
The ultimate activity involves 10 entrepreneurs making final elevator pitches in hopes of winning a $100 first place prize. The director of the Jacobson Institute, Don Bulgus, was one of 2 judges who determined the winner. She says she was impressed.
They had a plan, and they were able to go through their presentation. They understood how their pricing was going to work. They knew how they were going to make money.
In the end, a tie was declared between Stefan Osborne, developer of a cardboard laundry folder, which would fit right in on the QVC network.
My Easy Breezy laundry folder can fold your laundry in just 3 flips and can cut your laundry time in half.
And repeat winner Fez Zephyr, who was recognized for his social entrepreneurship in selling T-shirts to raise money for a school in Pakistan.
Each shirt costs $15, meaning that each shirt pays for the education of 1 child for 1 month.
All told, it was a pretty good week for Fez. He continued the work he began last year to develop a business plan for his charity project. But there were some tough lessons along the way. During the Valley Junction Farmers Market, he found promoting products to the public is hard work, but it didn't faze him.
I will keep waiting until one person says, yes, I would like to. I will not leave this place. I'm staying here.
So the overall message to these young future employers is the key to launching a new business enterprise is bouncing back from rejection. In West Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.
Would you like to support future entrepreneurs?
How?
Well, what we did was we actually went and bought supplies together, and we've all made products, and now we're selling them here. So we're learning how to make a profit and market our products.